From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Here's an odd way to conserve water. Cut down a forest or two. It's not as crazy as it sounds. A single tree can suck up more than 100 gallons a day, and that's water that could be used for drinking or farming. On the other hand, trees can help store water in the ground to help people get through a drought, and droughts are likely to become more severe in some places because of climate change. So researchers are trying to answer a basic question. Are trees good or bad for water conservation? Part of the answer is likely to come from a forestry experiment in Panama. NPR's John Hamilton went there for our series, Climate Connections.
To reach the experimental forest, I'm following in the footsteps of Balboa. He was the first European to use Panama as a shortcut from the Atlantic to the Pacific. I'm also following in the footsteps of Jefferson Hall. He's from the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute here.
We're walking across this trail, the Camino de Cruces, which was actually a trail that was first set up almost 500 years ago when the Spanish, of course, used it as a base to hike silver and gold across the isthmus.
Today's treasures, like big-screen TVs, cross the isthmus on boats using the Panama Canal. Hall says it's the reason for the experiment we're going to visit. The Panama Canal relies on a steady supply of fresh water, and climate change may be making that supply less reliable.
There's a lot of water today, but we actually have a pronounced dry season. And there are years, during big El Nino years, drought years, when that big Panama Canal off to the right here doesn't have enough water during the dry season to function properly.
Bad news in a country that depends on revenue from the canal. Panamanian officials suspect that decades of deforestation have made the watercourse more vulnerable to droughts. So they're trying to restore forests in the canal's watershed. It's an approach that's become popular around the world, and it sounds so right. Conserve water by conserving trees. But there's not much evidence, at least not yet, that replanting a forest does save water.
We're now entering our experimental plantations that we have here.
We've left ancient Spanish cobblestones for a newer trail.
How brave were you feeling today?
Oh, hey.
So let's walk through here. We're going to have a little bit of bushwhacking to go up across the stream. That would be our rain coming.
About halfway up a steep hill, we're reminded why they call this area a rainforest.
You did bring a change of clothes to Panama, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. Here, I just want to cover your equipment, though.
Paul predicts the rain will pass, and we slosh on up.
If you look out here, you know, we're at the top of the hill, looking down across quite a bit of canal grass, but you can also see, if you look closely enough, all these trees popping out through it.
Below us is a mosaic of young trees arranged by species, cocobolo, teak, mahogany. They rise out of a sea of canal grass, an invasive species that can grow 10 feet high. Hall and his colleagues are trying to figure out whether trees are helping to keep the canal filled in the dry season or just competing with it for water. We duck inside a small shelter where Hall explains the dual nature of forests.
Trees actually are like big straws in the ground. In order to photosynthesize and fix carbon, they have in their leaves stomata, and they open and let carbon dioxide in the leaves, and water goes out.
Lots of it. Even in the humid climate of Panama, evaporation from a single tree may transport 15 gallons of water a day into the atmosphere. That's 15 gallons that isn't reaching the canal. But Hall says trees can also help save water. For example, they repair soil damage that would otherwise allow water to escape to the sea.
Take the land we're on here. What we believe it was used for before we ever came here was for cattle pasture. And if you have cattle on the land, that's going to lead to soil compaction. So it's just going to pound it down. You might as well put a steamroller across it. And water can't get in there, and it's just going to flow off as a sheet.
The new trees will break up this hard soil. Their roots will create tunnels that allow water to collect deep below ground. That will help the earth here act like a vast sponge, soaking up water when it rains and giving it back during dry spells.
If you take a sponge, fill it with water, and put it outside in the hot sun, you'll see some evaporation, but you'll also see water seep out of that sponge.
The question is whether the benefits of dry season water storage outweigh the year-round losses to evaporation. To find out, Hall and his team will spend the next couple of decades measuring how much rain falls on a grove of trees and how much water runs off.
We want to see if it will serve as a reservoir, take in water during the wet season, and then slowly release it like that sponge on your concrete over the course of the dry season.
The answer won't be simple. Some species may do a better job than others. Young trees may prove more beneficial than older ones. And what's true here in the rainy tropics won't necessarily apply elsewhere. But the results will put more science behind decisions involving trees. As nations grapple with climate change, that's likely to affect the fate of forests around the world. John Hamilton, NPR News.